ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरस्थिते गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। यं प्राव्यजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्गोभिनी तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् That Sanatan Prabhu was the Prime Minister of a Mohammedan King Husain Badshah. Madhya Lila 22 Parichet and 43 Paya. Thirty-seven. You know that Sanatana Goswami was Prime Minister of Mohammedan King Husain Shah Badshah. And also Private Secretary was Rupa Goswami. Mohammedan King kept their name, Muslim names. And there were like outwardly they became like Mohammedans. But not Mohammedan, they used to associate. I'm happy that you have come. I was very worried for you. So much worried.
He invited you last year and year before to come to his house. Shamarani is very well known.
Mohammedan kingdom. But at that time when they were doing service, at that time they used to call some big Vaishnavas from Navadvipa. And in their houses, there were classes of Srimad Bhagavatam and very renowned Vaishnavas used to come. Always they were engaged in. But king has no smell for this. And at last, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and in one day, they were turned. And they decided to give up this job forever and to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At last, you know how they gave up all these things. Give up all these things. And Rupa Goswami met to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Prayag. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveling in Vrindavan and quickly returning to Jagannath Puri, and Sanatana Goswami met him in Varanasi, and there in Varanasi, there were more than 60,000 of Mayavadi sannyasis. And guru of them was
Prakashananda.
Very influential. And he wanted to have some discussion with new sannyasi, and he was called and he sat
watching the feast.
And the old sannyasi, the guru of all, Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur, came at once himself and took the arms of this new boy, sannyasi, and told that, "Why you are sitting here? You are in our group, sannyasi. I know that you are disciple of
Keshava Bharati.
But actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not disciple of Keshava Bharati. He was Ishwarpuri. But he took sannyas order from him. So you should come here. You are renounced person." Mahaprabhu came, but he very honorably wanted to know something, yet why he was doing kirtan and dancing here and there, sometimes laughing, sometimes rolling down in the earth, sometimes weeping. Why you are doing these nonsense things? Being a very great sannyasi, it should not be done. It is out of etiquette. Why you are doing? You should know that you are Brahma. You should try to read and to learn Vedanta Sutra, Vedanta. Why you are doing this? He told that my guru has told, he ordered that you are not so intelligent. You are foolish. You are not qualified to read Vedanta Shastra. Simply you should utter what I am telling to you. And he gave me Gopal Mantra and Maha Mantra. And with very strong belief, I began to remember these mantras. Kling Swaha. What Swaha? Gopi Jana. Vallabha. I wondered that in a day or two I saw that mantra became in the shape of a very beautiful black boy. And he stood in front of me under the shade of any tree, three-folded, smiling very sweet, looking crookedly, attacking and stalling my heart. I became mad. I wanted to embrace him, so I ran after him. But he was moving here and there crookedly. But at last I ran more, and I was to touch him. In the meantime he left. Then I fell flat on the earth. I was weeping so much. So when I chant this mantra, at once I see that boy. And this boy, when I see that boy, I become happy, so laughing so much. And when he vanishes away, then I become so unhappy. And I weep. Sometimes he comes so near us that I began to dance with him in his sweet voice of flute. I cannot control my mind and my heart and body and all senses. They all go out of my control. So I became very worried. Why these things are going to me? At once I went to my Gurudev and asked why these problems are coming. that when I chant this mantra, that very naughty boy comes and takes my heart and mind and dances me. And sometimes I dance and sometimes I don't know what I am doing. I have no control on my mind and heart. Please help me and tell what is this. Then my Gurudev becomes so happy, so happy. So happy. Oh, your life is successful now. This is the real fruit of any mantra. We remind it. If you are not being like so, then there is some lacking in our chanting and remembering. We should try to reform it and to complete. When this will come, then it is okay. Mantra is not a word, but transcendental shape of Krishna. Adi, that is the mantra of Gaur Chandra, is the transcendental shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu mantra, Nityananda. Gayatri, the shape of Srimati Radhika with Krishna. Kama Gayatri like this. Gopal mantra, absolute, highest shape and manifestation of Krishna. So we should not think that Gurudev has given any word. Oh, you can come nearer and see. See. So, if you are doing any mantra, and you should try to do it in regular way. Otherwise, it will not be fruitful. Sometimes we don't regularize these things, and that is why we have no fruit, and then we become hopeless and give up all these things. So we should. When we are chanting, we should try to see that there should be five things there. Who is the duty of?
Dominating duty.
Dominating duty of this mantra. What is the relation with that duty and
myself?
What is the relation? And then we should try to take prapatti that, oh Diti, oh Krishna, or oh Mahaprabhu, I am yours. I want to offer myself in your lotus feet. I know that you are Supreme Personality. You can save me, you can nourish me, and you can support me. I am nothing. I am your servant. And then Saranagati. Six kinds of Saranagati. What is? Anukulyasa sankalpa, pratukulyasa vivarjanam, rakshasa pititi viswasam, goptitve varanam tatha, atta nipshepa karpanni sarvidhi. The favorable thing for bhakti we can adopt, and other things we should reject which are not favorable. Anything, any society, anything in this world which is not favorable for our bhakti, we should at once reject that. And anything which is, any man, any society, anything which is favorable, we should adopt it very strongly. And then rakshasya iti viswasam, we should have full faith that he can save us from any problem, any problem. And we should varnam goptitve. Where is Navadipa? What is goptitve varnam?
To select the Lord as one guardian and protector.
And then रक्षस्य चेत् विश्वासो गुप्तित्वे वर्णम तत् आत्मनिक्षेप फुल्ली सरेंडर. दीज आर द डोर्स ऑफ भक्ति एंट्रेंस गेट नॉट भक्ति. बिफोर द भक्ति एंटरिंग इन भक्ति रिल वी शुड ट्राई टू फॉलो वेरी स्ट्रॉन्गली. हियर गोपित्वे वर्णम तथा वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग ऑल आर इंपॉर्टेंट बट मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट इज इफ यू हैव फॉर्म बिलीफ ए स्ट्रॉन्ग बिलीफ दैट कृष्ण प्रोटेक्ट एंड सेफ मी देन वी शुड नॉट बी वरी फॉर एनीथिंग एनी प्रॉब्लम. लाइक प्रहलाद महाराज यू हैव नथिंग टू डो when Hiranyakashipu was making so much problem. Even he was giving poison, even he was giving on fire him, even throwing in sea, so many things, but he was never feared because he has given him and he knows that my Prabhu is so powerful, he will save me. No harm if he is not saving me. Why? One day I will have to die. So what harm if I am dying today? No harm. I will again take birth in new shape, in new body, new energy. Why you should fear for this? So there should be no problem. When a problem comes, I know what to do. What to do? Here going, there going. So much problem. Oh, what to do? I should suicide or what I should do? Oh, a devotee should not do like that. If he is doing that, he has no faith on Krishna, on God, on Gurudev, on Shastra, never. And his everything, efforts become fruitless. So, he is telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my Gurudev told, and then I went to my Gurudev and asked, what is this matter? Then he, oh, your life has been successful. Oh, I was telling about five things. Fourth, Atmanivedan. Atmanivedan means totally. If you are known, you are remembering months, sometimes looking here, sometimes there, and all problems coming at that timing at the remembering of mantra, and you are restless or sleeping, then how a fruit of mantra will come? So we should not do like that. So chant and remember like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his associates are true Vaishnava, like Ramanuja, Madhva, Vishnu, Swami, and all others. And then we will see that very quickly you will realize this thing. So when he told to that Bhattasanand, a discussion was going on. And in discussion, though he was the teacher and guru of 60,000 of sannyasis, renowned order person, he was defeated in no time. And he, with his all associates and disciples, he took the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, Sanatana Goswami was there. After that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his abode, and there was some dialogue with him. He asked, who am I? Why suffering, so much suffering? And how we can come over, okay, out of all these sufferings? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, we are all by our constitutional form, we are servant of Krishna. But anyhow, we are covered with Maya. And now we are knowing that we are Americans, we are Indians, we are Pakistanis, we are Francisi, we are Dutch, we are Latin Americans, and here we are ladies, we are women, we are men, and we are tigers, we are animals, hog, pig, or anything. And all are satisfied. Even a pig and hog is satisfied. They don't want to die. This is due to Maya. But really we are all servant, eternal servant of Krishna. All the Vedas, all the Quran, Vedanta, all are turning like this. So we should have very firm belief, strong belief in these things. He established that Krishna is our sambandha. We have some relation with Krishna. We have not realized this fact that who is Krishna? But Gurudev is telling, Shastra is telling, all the Shastra, Ved, Upanishad, Puran, Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, all are telling like this. A man, when I was traveling with my Gurudev from Mathura to Calcutta, a railway magistrate came and he saw my Gurudev. And he was Arya Samaji, not believing on the form of God. He came and saw that he has tilak, he is Vaishnava. And he thought that all the Vaishnavas are foolish. They don't know any Shastra, logic or anything. And they don't read Vedanta. They only read a bogus book like Bhagavad. They believe like this. He came and sat near Gurudev. We get a seat. Then he began to ask questions and Gurudev began to answer him. He told that you are Vaishnava perhaps? He told me, yes, we are Vaishnava. You believe in God? Yes, we believe in God. Who is God? Krishna is Himself, Supreme Personality of God. I cannot believe a God. That Krishna was God. Gurudev told you, why? Because he took birth and he died. We don't accept him like a God. He told that if I will see by my eyes that God, then I will accept and believe. If I am not realized by my senses, my eyes, my touching, all these things, I cannot believe a God. Gurudev told that you believe so much things that you have never seen and never realized, but you accept. You never, all you said. I am proving. And then he told that. Can you tell the name of your father? Oh, yes. He told that my father's name was Ramchandra or any name. He told, Gurudev asked him, have you seen and realized that he is your own father? Are you present at that time where your father and mother met together and you came in the womb? Have you seen? Never, never. Then how Is there any proof that you can tell that he is your own father? How you tell him? You have not seen, but yet you are telling that he is my father. I am telling that he is not your father. Then, can you prove? Oh, my mother tells me. Your mother can tell lies. Then what will be? Then he was
silent.
His mouth was stopped and his head became silent. Our mother is Vedas, Upanishadas, Krishna words, all the words, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Puran, all are my mother. Our mother asks so that they cannot cheat anyone. They cannot tell lies, but your mother can tell lies. But our mother cannot tell lies. Vedas, Upanishads. Why? Because they are themselves manifestation of God. They have come from the
breathing
or from telling from words of Krishna. And they are eternal. Thus, he became satisfied and did pranam and went away. So we should have very faith. Those we don't realize this all these facts, but Guru has told that all the months are Krishna himself, are Mahaprabhu or Srimati Radhika. And we should do accordingly. So here Krishna is our Sambandha. Govinda is our
Abhidheya.
And Gopinath is our
Prayojan.
There are three things. In this world there are three things are compulsory for anyone. Sambandha, Abhidheya and Prayojan. What is our object of the life and goal of the life? It must be fixed first. And how to
attain that
goal is called avidheya, that is process. And by adopting true method with true sense in regular way, what you obtain, that is called prayojan. The Krishna is sambandha and process is real bhakti, devotion and love for Krishna. And our object is what is? To love Krishna. The love and affection for Krishna in Hanuman. The love and affection for Krishna, for Supreme Personality of Godhead in Sakhas, friends, Subal, Siddham, Madhumangal and all this. And the love and affection in the heart of Nanda Yashoda. This is called Vatsalya Mool Bhav. And the love and affection in the hearts of gopis for Krishna, by which Krishna is controlled, being Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes he becomes son, sometimes he becomes
friend,
sometimes beloved, playing with them. So Tom, whom the Mayavadi, they think he is selfless, qualityless, he is nirgun, he is nirakar, nirvishesh, niranjan, all these things. What is the meaning of these words?
Nirgun means that he has no qualities, at least this is how they interpret it. Nirakara means without any shape or form, and Niranjan means
no upadhi, like this, anything. But Krishna is not our object, he is only sambandha. If there is no love and affection for Krishna, Then Jarasandha, Kansa and all others, Shishupal, they met with Krishna, they saw Krishna, but there was no love. So they were against party, like they think Krishna like their enemy. Though the Krishna is loving for all, he is sweet for all, he is supreme God for all, he without any cause, causeless mercy he has, he supports nurses to all. But yet they think that he is my enemy. And they wanted to kill Krishna, but they cannot, could not. So Krishna Prem in gopis, among gopis, in Chandravali and Radhika, among two, Srimati Radhika. This Prem and love and affection is highest, supreme. And that is called Mahabhava. More than Mahabhava. Rur, Adi Rur,